Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's the second hour of the Friday show, and it's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
RedBarRadio.com/vote.
And Mike D from Red Bar Radio, which you can hear at RedBarRadio.com. And if you do like his show, take a moment to go and vote for him.
Can I say something about that real quick?
Sure.
All right. Now, you guys all vote for Free Talk Live. You're trying to get them in the number one spot. Who better to be right under Free Talk Live than their buddies at Red Bar Radio? I'm telling you, wouldn't you rather have that than an enemy behind them? So if you can, please vote for my show, redbarradio.com/vote. Let's keep Free Talk and Red Bar together.
I'd just like to clarify, I don't know what show is behind us, but I have no idea whether or not we consider them an enemy or not.
They're an enemy.
They're not Red Bar Radio, they're an enemy.
Hey, we promote you guys all the time. Wouldn't you rather have a show that's promoting
yes.
you all the
yes,
time?
Yes, we would.
Absolutely. There you go.
So, vote to keep Mike directly below us where he belongs on podcast rankings. RedBarRadio.com/vote if you want to help him out.
Thanks, Torga. That was really considerate of you.
And since we're talking about voting, go ahead and vote us up there, too. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. The voting only takes a couple of seconds. You can vote for more than one show, and you only got to do it once a month. It's not that big of a deal to take 30 seconds out of your schedule once a month to type your email address and click a link.
Seriously, you don't want us sitting there in second place.
Exactly where
now,
Mike
belongs. Now, does everybody know, do you guys ever stress this, that you actually have to check your email and click the link in the email to make the vote work? Because maybe a lot of people are ignoring that.
Yeah, we do talk about that.
Okay.
Yep, it's a very simple process. You put in your email address.
It sends you an email.
They send you an email.
You click
the link,
in
the email, and that's it. You're done. You voted. It takes 30 seconds.
And it will tell you. It will say you have successfully voted or submitted your vote.
All right. Now, we need to get to the phones because we've had Mark holding on the line just about 2 minutes shy of forever. So, Mark in Canada, you are on Free Talk Live with Torgo Johnson and Mike D.
How you guys doing tonight?
All right. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Well, Erm's a little sore now, but, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, well, you know, you could always get a speakerphone.
Yeah, that's, you know, money and...
Or an earpiece.
So what's on your mind, sir?
When you were talking about Afghanistan and Iraq there, it reminded me of something I heard on Jack Blood earlier, that apparently if you take a look at the most wanted poster for Osama bin Laden, you see nothing about 9/11 related in any way, shape, or form. So some guy goes and calls the FBI and asks them about it. And they basically say it's not on there because there's no conclusive proof whatsoever that Osama had anything to do with it, 9/11.
Right, well, now he's been...
That's certainly interesting.
He's been at the top of the most wanted list for years, even prior to 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have all his embassy bombings and all the other things on there, but...
You probably know about it.
So, one of the things that... So, they're saying that they're not putting that on the poster because of the fact that there's no conclusive evidence, while at the same time, they're initiating all of this military force based on all of the conclusive evidence that they have that he was behind everything.
Right.
Yeah, kind of funny, isn't it?
That's fantastic. I love our system so much.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
That's just one branch not talking to another branch, and just, I think primarily what it is they just don't want to take the time to update his wanted poster. They're like, we've already got it. We're just lazy. We'll come up with an excuse to why we didn't do a simple task.
President Bush does not know Photoshop.
They'll just make everything else way more complicated and just take this one simple task and leave it. Just like, we'll write up a reason for it.
I think it's far more intentional than that.
Well, that's possible, but yeah, I just kind of wanted to go the inept government route.
Yeah,
everyone blames them for being stupid, but they've managed to pull off an awful lot for idiots.
That's true. Now, see, I'm not blaming them for being stupid. I'm calling them lazy. That's a completely different thing.
All right, you guys complain about them spending their taxpayer money on things. How do you know they didn't just not spend taxpayer money on Photoshop, and maybe that's why they haven't updated the flyer?
Right, well, they probably could have done it had they not lost $21 billion somewhere.
True.
All
true
right.
That.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Mark?
For now, yeah, that's good. My vote went over to Free Talk.
Okay, well, you can vote again for another show, so go vote for Red Bar Radio.
Maybe.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Ouch.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
You're not winning them over tonight, Mike.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that guy can't even afford a speakerphone.
Well, that's true. But
he's nothing.
He does have to live in the Canadian economy. That could be part of what's going on. He only gets to keep about $8 out of his paycheck.
If he votes for me, I'll send him a speakerphone.
There you go. Vote for Mike D. Free speakerphone.
That's my dream gift.
All right. So one of the things we were talking about during the last hour, the subject kind of started to move over into NSA wiretappings and how the president is ignoring certain laws and things of that nature. And Johnson mentioned something that I have an article here about with a new way that the government has decided to come up with to spy on people. This one has to do with social networking websites. So if you have a MySpace profile, or if you use Friendster, or maybe if you have a LiveJournal.
I'm sorry, I want to bring something up that just disturbed me greatly.
What's up?
Just really greatly. I'm going to bring this up just briefly. I just logged into Gmail on your laptop here.
Yeah.
And when I logged in with my credentials, it brought up your email account.
Awesome.
Yeah, just something to be aware of. It's just one of those Free Talk Live tips.
Okay.
If you're on another computer, be careful if you use Gmail.
So, Torgo, you're saying that now the government is looking at our MySpace profiles.
Yep. Well, here's now, again.
Do you have a problem with that?
Well, now, I don't have anything personally identifying on my MySpace profile. It's not that big of a deal. The only thing that I have on my MySpace profile is pictures of my friends and the fact that I host this show and a little gay music video.
But don't people make MySpace profiles in order for other people to see what they're up to?
They do, but at the same time, I don't think that they do that with the intention of having organizations just index all of that information and use it to cross-check criminal databases.
Yeah, because God forbid President Bush knows that I like Fallout Boy.
Well, do you really want anyone knowing that you like Fallout Boy?
No, I don't
like
it. Was an example. But what I'm saying is, like, we put all this stuff out there for people to find. If you don't want the government spying on you, then just live as a hermit.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what the point I'm getting at here.
Yeah,
be careful about the information that you're putting up in your social networking profiles, whether it's MySpace or, you know, Friendster or any of those sites, because not only can creepy net perverts find you, well, now the government is indexing that information.
Aren't they kind of a creepy net pervert?
They are, in the scariest sense, really.
I mean, who has the largest collection of kiddie porn?
Is that Paul Rubens?
Janet Reno.
That's the United States government.
Oh, okay.
They keep it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you think they keep it for parties? Or, I mean, what do you think they keep it? Do they keep it as evidence? I mean, they say they keep it as evidence.
To tell you the truth, I really don't know.
We've got to confiscate this. It's evidence. But then, at the same time, do you think maybe they're passing it around the office? Like, hey, look what we just scored.
Well,
you know?
Half of them are photos of Chelsea Clinton. And she was a kid.
Really? Was there a lot of Chelsea Clinton kiddie porn working its way around the world?
Of course.
That was all real?
Yes.
Wow, well, good for her. At least now we know how the family made their money.
I'm going to just go ahead and slap an allegedly on that.
Allegedly. According to Mike D, the most reliable source on the internet, Mike D says...
I'm getting all this from Ian. He's instant messaging me every time.
if you have anyone to blame for that, it's redbarradio.com. So remember that. Redbarradio.com was responsible for those statements. But in this article here, someone's making the claim here. I'm continually shocked and appalled at the details that people voluntarily post about themselves online, which I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, I'll put an email address online. You know, I'll put the city that I'm in. Because it's not that big of a secret when I'm doing, you know, a nationally syndicated radio program where I'm at. My email address is public knowledge. The location that we do the show from is public knowledge. But that's about it. I'm not going to start putting my, you know, my address and my phone numbers. And I mean, you can find every last piece of information about some of these people just by looking at their MySpace profiles. And a lot of times, it's kids. So you don't even their parents might not even know that information about them is being posted online, which makes it even worse. We will take your calls toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Back with more in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mike D.
That's right. And you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and take advantage of the live streaming that we have available. If you have a broadband connection, you have a dial-up connection, we have streams for either type. You can listen to the show live if we're not carried on a local affiliate in your area. It's freetalklive.com, the live streaming. And if you're listening to the live stream, every once in a while you'll get to hear something a little extra. We sometimes will come on the air on the breaks. Bonuses that the streaming listeners get that the broadcast listeners don't. So that's kind of fun, isn't it? Probably not. All right. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge.
Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. That copy is awful.
Yeah, it sure is. I like the old version that I wrote.
And how did that go, sir? I'm just wondering what was better about it. You're like, oh, I like it.
And I do. I don't know. It was the one that we read for a long, long time on the show.
Okay.
I could create some new copy for you.
Well, you could. You could do
that. How about this? Are you insane? How about crazy? Want to move to New Hampshire to get rid
of New Jersey? Yeah! Way to go. Way to go. All right, forget it. We're done with you. We're going to go to the phones instead. Doug in Minnesota, you are on Free Talk Live with Torgo Johnson and Mike D. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. But, I was going to say, yeah, I like those little bonus tracks there between the commercials. I think it's hilarious. You should put it in the podcast, too. Or at least the amplified version of the podcast.
What I'll probably do is I'll probably pull those out and make them available as a separate file.
That's what she said.
All right, I'm not sure. Okay, that's cool. Hey,
so, what's on your mind?
What's the difference between Torgo and Johnson? I mean, are you both fat bearded men or something or what? I can't
it's actually just me doing two voices.
About 100 pounds.
I knew it.
Torgo talks like this, and Johnson talks like this.
Yeah, pretty much. Johnson sounds more like Cookie Monster than I do.
Yeah.
Okay, I can
figure it out. I actually sound a little bit more like Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, that's...
Johnson and I
have been doing radio together for about 7 years. We also happen to live together, so our speaking habits have a tendency to be fairly similar, and our voices are kind of similar anyway. So a lot of people think that we're the same guy, but we're not. I'm not going to take all of the time to record tracks for me to talk over myself on.
The only difference between me and Torgo is about 100 pounds of hair.
Yeah. I have lots of extra hair. So, was that what you wanted to know, or did you have something else?
Not at all. But here's my question. One of you guys, I can't tell you guys apart, you'll have to tell me, came up with a real cool thing about principles and rules.
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be Johnson.
Actually, I believe a listener emailed that to me. I don't remember who it was. I apologize to that listener, but it was a good email, and we read it, and people liked it.
Yeah, so that
I liked it a lot, too. And I wanted to bring up another thing that, I don't know if I came up with this or not, but it seems like another cool thing to compare is symptoms of a problem and then the root of the problem.
Yes, that is a good point.
Money.
Yeah. Well, so many of the laws address symptoms. You know, immigration is a symptom of a welfare state, for example. Addiction is often the symptom of bad laws.
Well, it's the same thing these therapists are doing. We live in a society where they want to blame everything for the problem instead of trying to fix the problem.
Exactly.
I'm all about getting to the problem, brother. I went to boarding school, and that's how I was taught.
Yeah, a lot of these therapists just want to medicate everything nowadays. I agree with the symptom. I mean, we do. We focus on issues. We focus on issues, and we focus on symptoms, and we really don't go to the root of the problem at all, because where's the money in that? I mean, the reason why the politicians do this and they focus on the problem is because they're not really trying to solve the problem. They're trying to get money.
Well, I'm not even sure if it's something that they're maliciously trying to get money, but they just, maybe they're so short-sighted that they think, okay, people are smoking marijuana, marijuana's bad, there's a lot of marijuana out there, let's pass a law against marijuana.
It depends, that really depends on whether or not they're a Democrat or a Republican. If they're a Democrat, I think they're short-sighted and they really just are looking at the government solution just because that's what they want to do. If they're a Republican, I think they see the freedom-oriented solution and ignore it because they do want money. That's my general take on either political party. They're both bad, and either they're aware or they're not. It doesn't matter. Either way, they're going after the big government solution and not trying to solve the problem, which is why they need to be removed. We need to figure something out. We need to vote in people who do want to look at the problems, people who do have principles.
See, but how do we do that? Because we can't get anybody. Like, you got to have so much money to be in politics.
Because what we need to do, Mike, and this is why a lot of us support the Free State Project, which you think is crazy, is because people need to gather together. We need to have a place where an example is being set. Because if we can't set an example, then no one's ever going to believe it can happen.
Yeah, but New Hampshire doesn't have 24-hour bars.
I'm sorry, what was that, Mark?
It will soon.
It will.
Yeah, if we're up there, because then we can start addressing the root of the problems, not the symptoms of the problems, you know? I mean, perfect example, 24-hour bars. One of the symptoms up in Minnesota here is that, you know, all the bars get out at 2 a.m., all at the same time, and the police are stretched thin. Whereas in New Orleans, I believe, and other places, they close at whenever their business dies down, so the police can go to the different bars and know when this one's closing at 3, this one's closing at 1, this one closed all week long, and, you know, that's just sort of a solution that people don't even think about.
That's a good point.
All right, well, Doug, thank you very much. Is there anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
Nah.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
I love your Nickelodeon cartoon.
We appreciate hearing from you. But, you know, one of the points that Doug made is, and, you know, Johnson, you elaborated on this, is that we try to medicate everything now. Everything is always a symptom of something
else.
Actually,
he didn't make that point. Mike did.
Did Mike make that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can make points.
I heard you make that point, but I'm so used to you not that just in my brain I attributed it to someone else. And I apologize
he's
for
the
that.
The only thing he heard out of that entire call was you singing the Doug theme.
Oh, you heard that too? I thought everyone ignored that.
Well, we ignored it. Doesn't mean we didn't
How'd
hear it.
How'd that go again?
Do, 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 do.
Wait, isn't that Clarissa?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
how
moving
did Doug
on.
Go?
One 800 259 9231. If you have
you know,
something,
it's sad that he's. You know, Mike, you're 23.
23 years old.
23 years old. I am 28. I should not know those themes.
I know, because I was actually a kid when those shows were going on. You were an adult.
Now, yeah. I have an excuse because I have younger brothers.
I have a younger brother as well. So.
Right.
My
brothers are 20 and 22, so...
I have a brother that's 15 years younger than me, so it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Oof, your mom. Wow.
You know, I said the same thing when she came down to visit.
Really?
Yep.
She's a lady.
Oh. Let's not go.
She never blows on another guy's dice.
All right, so... Anyway, what I was trying to get to was the point that Mike made. Oh, good Lord.
It's a Sinatra song.
I know it's a Sinatra song.
For good luck.
One of the things, and we're going to have to get to it, we're going to have to get to this when we come back, but Johnson has a couple of articles that kind of get into how crazy we're getting with calling everything an illness.
What's with me in the prep?
I don't know.
I always just seem to have some.
You are a lucky man, sir. Good job with the prep tonight. I'll shake your hand on the break. Unless you want to call.
Touch me.
We'll get to that unless you want to call and interrupt and talk about something else. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The special co-host-only edition of the show. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And Ian, the co-host. He's
and Mark.
Yeah, he's not the regular Ian that you're used to hearing. This is another Ian that we...
I am Ian Part 2.
Yes, he's Ian Jr.
Okay.
Live via satellite from...
is it via or via?
Either one.
Okay.
From Nova Scotia. Ian is sitting in
yes.
with us.
And this is Mark. We need the government. It's important.
All right, I'm Jason.
There is no Jason. I don't know who you're talking about. You can go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out the listener map.
I'm sorry. When you said that about Jason, it's like, what, are we no longer supposed to talk about him? His name is Robert Paulson. In their death, they must be remembered. Jason is no more.
I wonder
map.
Which role Torgo...
What's that, Mike?
What role did you play in Fight Club?
Did you thought that was Meatloaf?
I didn't say anything.
All right. Anyway, the listener map. You can go and just put in your name and your zip code, and it'll put you on the map with hundreds of other Free Talk Live listeners, just so you can see how diverse and geographically widespread our audience is. I don't know. I can't really sell the map.
I know. The map is really hard to sell because in one instance, don't let the government spy on us. And then the next instance, please tell us where you live, your age, and your picture, and put it on the map. You know?
I love the map. The map helps people find, if you want to see who was around in your area who listens to the show, you can do that. And you could get together and have a listener party if you wanted to. You could have chips and dip. And listen to Free Talk Live.
Ooh, a white boy party.
You could get together and freestyle rap with Mike D if you
now,
happen to listen to Free Talk
what
Live.
What kind of
here
dip
in Chicago?
Would be at the party? What kind of dip? Because I'm thinking sour cream and onion when people say dip.
Yeah, I was thinking French onion.
Yeah, French onion. A lot of people. But sour cream and onion is good too with sour cream.
I thought sour cream and onion and French onion are the same thing.
No, not
really?
At all.
Oh, please explain to us the finer points of sour cream and onion dip, Johnson.
Sour cream and onion are chips.
Okay,
no,
well,
no, they're
asking
not.
About dip. Okay.
There's sour cream and onion dip.
Well...
It's the same thing as French
onion. It's actually,
onion,
Mike, the dip is actually sour cream and chives.
You're the dip.
Dip.
You're the dip.
You're a dip.
You're the dip. Let's move on.
No, what's good is you have sour cream and onion chips, and you dip that in sour cream.
No,
onion
that's
dip.
Called being excessive in a slob.
This coming, what did you have on your last show? What were you eating? Two cheeseburgers and a 10-piece nuggets.
No, it was a 6-piece nugget and a medium fry and two double cheeseburgers.
There you go. Right. That's a lot of food.
And if you want to listen to Mike eat those foods, you can go to redbarradio.com and download his show from Wednesday.
Or now, you can go to Star Jones's home.
She can't eat anything. She's been stapled.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Speaking of being addicted to things like fast food.
Terry Schiavo?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Ian was he was thrilled with this because I'm usually the person who sends Ian prep. Like, all day, every day, just I'm tuned into the news, and I'll send Ian prep. And he was so thrilled to be able to finally say, I'm sending you prep.
Oh, that's right. He's like, ha-ha, the tables have turned.
So now, what are they doing down in New York City?
They are at the Talkers Magazine radio seminar.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're getting all sorts of industry news. And
they could have invited me. They could have invited me. It's
You don't have the money to go. You can't even afford cigarettes.
They're talking to some big people.
Although cigarettes are way too expensive now. But anyway, speaking of addictions, this is the prep that Ian sent me. He wants to talk about the fact that an addiction center is opening Europe's first detox clinic for video game addicts, offering an in-house treatment for people who can't leave their joysticks alone. Video games may look innocent, but they can be as addictive as gambling or drugs. And just as hard to kick, says Keith Backer, director of an Amsterdam-based Smith & Jones addiction consultants. Backer has already treated 20 video game addicts aged 13 to 30 since January.
Good for him. I agree with this, because you know what they're trying to prevent? You know what video gaming leads to?
Nothing.
Being a nerd. And
no,
if you're going
to
stop a nerd,
it leads to doing internet radio shows.
It certainly does.
I don't play video. I haven't played video games since 1998.
Right. What did you move on to? Doing internet radio. When did you start doing Red Bar Radio first?
1999. So it was right after the video game thing. You're
Is
right.
there a correlation? We're not sure.
You're absolutely right, Johnson.
Of course I am.
So go on.
Well. I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit here. He says, like other addicts, Backer said, gamers are often trying to escape personal problems. When they play, their brains produce endorphins, giving them a high similar to that experienced by gamblers or drug addicts. Gamers' responses to questions even mirror those of alcoholics and gamblers when they're asked about use. Many of these kids believe that when they sit down, they're going to play two games and then do their homework, he said.
You know, hold on. I, for the most part, think this is completely ridiculous, but at the same time, I know people who I could classify as video game addicts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I have a friend who's been a close personal friend of mine for 15 years, and we'll make plans. We'll all make plans to get together as a group, he and I and a bunch of our other friends, and he'll call at the last minute and cancel and be like, oh, I can't make it. We have a big raid in World of Warcraft tonight.
Yeah.
I can't come out. My guild needs me. And
I am a huge nerd!
He is a huge nerd, but I think that's just a little bit unhealthy.
Definitely.
This goes on to say, Tim, it talks about Tim, a gamer who is under treatment, has agreed his addiction is on, who has agreed to discuss his addiction on condition that his last name not be used. He said he began playing video games 3 years ago at age 18. Soon, he would not leave his room for dinner. Later, he began taking drugs to stay awake and play longer. Finally, he sought help and picked up other hobbies to occupy his time.
Final Fantasy XI is a gateway drug.
Richard Wood, a professor of the International Gaming Research Unit at Nottingham Trent University, is skeptical about viewing heavy gamers as addicts. Wood says that gaming may be a symptom of a problem, but should not be seen as a problem itself because a person, just because a person does the activity a lot.
He played Duck Hunt for 7 days.
Well, if gaming is a symptom of a problem and not a problem itself, then why treat people for gaming? You don't treat for symptoms, you treat for problems.
Yeah, you treat for them being crazy.
Do you guys remember that guy, I think it was in Singapore, the guy who played, I think it was an MMORPG, until he just dropped dead in his chair?
Yep, I remember that. I can't even remember. He was playing like EverQuest 2 or something
That's addiction.
Yeah. He just sat there and played for like 3 solid days, didn't drink, didn't get up, nothing.
Now, there's a counter piece that was posted on TechDirt.com that I found today that I thought was interesting just because it was counter to what Ian was saying. So
you're always interested in whatever it is that's counter to Ian.
So I decided to bring that in, and I'd like to talk about this. It says here from TechDirt, from the Just Wondering department, says, we've talked about how certain psychologists seem addicted to coming up with new addictions for things that probably aren't actually addictive. Usually, this seems to include some new technology. So there's email addiction, web addiction, online porn, mobile phones, or the whole darn internet. Of course, in most cases, the addiction word is used to create an emotional response. It makes people think of chemical dependencies, such as to illegal drugs or smoking. In many cases, the addictions described aren't really addictions, but an indication of a different problem, such as depression. And I'll come back with a little bit more.
Yeah, I also hate that everything gets tagged to depression, too.
Yeah.
That's getting a little bit ridiculous. Just another excuse to medicate our entire society.
Yummy.
Into complete complacency. We will be back in just a moment taking your calls toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with
and
you.
And also Johnson.
And Mike D.
Here with us musically.
And again.
Again. That's nice. You can go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out our bulletin board system. It's a message board where all kinds of people are posting all kinds of things.
You know, the other day I heard someone get angry that a forum was referred to as a BBS. I had to actually just explain to someone.
I'm angry at that, too. Why do you keep calling it BBS? No one knows what that means.
Because it's a bulletin board system. It's where you post bulletins about things.
Why don't
That's
you just say BBS forum?
Because forum. Ian has decided to call it a BBS.
What are we at? Like,
I'm just saying, you're asking why people are complaining, because people who don't know nerdy internet stuff.
Are we like at Madison Square Garden? Are we at the forum? I mean, are we going there to watch a basketball game? It's a BBS. You're posting messages.
Well, a lot of people don't know what it means, okay?
And it's easier to say BBS than it is forum. It's shorter. BBS.
All right. You're the one with the problem, not me.
It's actually an extra syllable. Because each letter counts as a syllable.
To type. I'm talking about
typing. To type. Okay.
I
thought you meant when you were saying it. I'm like, no, that's not really.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you can check out our forum or message board or BBS, whatever you want to call it. It's the place where people can type things that other people can
read.
And
you can develop a new addiction.
Yep, you certainly can.
Like just posting 2,000 times.
Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, prior to the break, we were talking about addiction. In this case, video game addiction. And then the addiction to making everything into an addiction. Psychologists have started calling
everything in addiction. And Johnson was going over some information.
And they're saying it all stems back to depression and, you know, that they need to medicate it and whatnot.
But doesn't everything?
Yeah. Well, it says here, however, treating depression can be hard. Treating an addiction can be easy. You just keep the person away from what they're addicted to. If there's no real chemical dependency, people may get upset, but they're a lot less likely to totally freak out. Perhaps that's why some folks who would prefer to work on these types of addictions keep popping up in the news. It must be good for business to come up with some bogus addiction and get lots of press coverage out of it. The latest news story is about a new detox center for video game addictions. This one was set up by, I kid you not, a group of addiction consultants. Perhaps treating drug addicts was a bit too much of a pain, so they figured that video gamers or worried parents of rich suburban video gamers would be easier targets. The article quotes one of the addiction consultants who rolls out all kinds of expected stories about kids who have no social skills and how the kids might break out in shaking and sweats when withdrawn from video games, and it makes for a good read. And most of the quotes seem to be directed at parents who fear their kids may be lost gaming addiction.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
This addiction healing is a business. So these people who want to have you bring their son or daughter into their office where they could fix their addictions for video gaming are going to make it sound awful, like it's an awful thing, so that you spend your money trying to get your kid fixed.
Well, what I don't understand is how they're sitting there trying to claim, like, if a kid can't play Halo 2, he's going to start going through DTs.
Well, here's what's funny, and they say this, is amusingly, the two examples that they trot out both appear to have drug, not gaming addictions. The examples I read, they both had also started using drugs.
Right, absolutely.
So that's interesting that they do have drug addictions and not gaming addictions.
Let your kids do whatever they want. That's how I was raised. Look at me now.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
My parents, you
were really let to do whatever you want. What was your school?
Take drugs, play video games.
What was your school there again?
I think my parents put me in the mafia once.
Now, Mike, didn't you go to one of the most horribly restrictive and just overprotective and overbearing schools in the world?
No, I don't know what you went talking about. I went to a public school. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mike, you went to a school named Elan, and people can look it up, E-L-A-N.
Hey, Johnson, why don't you stop talking about it? Because I'm not allowed to talk about it on the radio. That's why it's never been brought up.
Oh, well, you're not talking about it. I am.
Yes, okay, thank you.
I actually was just curious because you mentioned earlier this evening that you went to a private school.
Yeah, well, they're pending lawsuits, and thank you, guys. I hope I don't get in trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
The thing that
he just doesn't want it to come out.
Right, that's fine, whatever. The thing that I don't like about all of this stuff, and this trend has been going on for years, and it's just going to continue to get worse and worse, is the over-medication. You know, oh, you're addicted to drugs? Here, take this other drug. Oh, you're addicted to video games? Here, come to this clinic and take this drug. Everything just turns into an excuse to medicate someone, and everybody's depressed.
Well, the other thing that they mention is that how playing video games makes endorphins kick in, which could be leading to the addiction, an attempt to show how video gaming can have a chemical dependency issue as well. And, of course, there's a fairly big problem with that whole thing, and medical research has...
But doesn't anything that you enjoy doing kind of release endorphins?
Yeah, yes, everything.
And sometimes
even things you don't enjoy doing release endorphins, and then you learn to enjoy it.
Endorphins are great!
But, like, for example, earlier in the week we were talking about people who cut themselves because they're depressed. You know, they need to cut themselves for release.
And losers!
It's not because the first time they cut themselves it felt really good, but when you experience pain, endorphins are released. So when you cut yourself, endorphins are released, and that does kind of give you a little bit of an emotional, you know, kind of a release from whatever it is that you're feeling.
That's also why a lot of people like to be scared, roller coasters and whatnot.
Yep. Plus,
and
so, there's nothing sexier than a beautiful girl in a skirt cutting her ankles.
That's true. You know, it's hard to find something hotter than that.
In a white bathroom.
You know, we read some clips, some articles and stuff from a website at selfmutilation.net when we were going over all of this cutting stuff. And it's a website that's kept up by a guy. I really want to find some stuff from a girl, like a 17-year-old girl who's cutting herself, to give you the idea, just to give people an understanding of what some of these people are thinking and how dumb some of these people are. It's so awful, and girls are the worst.
Cut.
All right. Anyway, we will take your calls about anything. We've got Nigel holding on the line, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Print it.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It certainly is. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231.
You can call that number and talk for free live with us.
You certainly can. And it's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Quentin Tarantino.
Great. That's right. We're bringing in the big names tonight.
Yes.
All of them douchebags.
Can you do a Tarantino rant? Are you capable of doing that?
You know what? I used to
just rant about a random subject.
Yeah, I used to be really good at that. I'll practice it for next week.
All right. Well, good. Then we'll have to listen to Red Bar Radio.
Okay.
To be able to hear
okay.
That. But until that happens on Red Bar Radio, and you're looking for something to do on the internet, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's a place on the website where all of, well, not all of, but a good number of the ladies who listen to and appreciate Free Talk Live have taken the time to show their appreciation by taking a photo specifically for us, and you can see them all in the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
And you know, even though it's not all of those ladies, if you're not part of that, we'd like to take this time to ask you why. Come on, it's time.
And yeah, for those of you who don't know, Free Talk Live and Red Bar Radio are a big family. So vote, redbarradio.com/vote, redbarradio.com/vote. Let's give the family some support.
There you go. So you can do that. But yeah, if you haven't sent us a picture, ladies, and you'd like to show your support of the show, just take the time, take a picture, and mail it to ftl@freetalklive.com.
One thing that you'll learn about if you listen, if you do actually take the time to listen to Red Bar Radio, which you might do, we're not sure, but you will find that Mike is
very good at figuring out ways of wearing out his welcome as fast as he can. And it's quite entertaining.
You know what? You guys are a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, we certainly are. Let's see if Nigel's any nicer.
You guys are very good at making a horrible show.
Great. Nigel, in Texas, you are on Free Talk Live with Torgo Johnson and Mike D. How you doing?
Good, but I can't hear you all too well for some reason.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know that there's anything we can do about that, but we'll try.
Oh, never mind. This volume on my phone said I was turned down. Okay.
Good. I take no responsibility. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just looking at the local news from my area, which is Dallas, and I don't know how many of the people listening know about this, but Dallas has two airports, each of which are fortress hubs for an airline.
Well, there's like Dulles or something like that, and then there's what's the other one?
Well, there's DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort, okay.
Which is almost completely American Airlines. Then there's Love Field, which is almost completely Southwest.
Okay.
There's a 1979 federal law called the Wright Amendment, and that prevents any flights flying out of Love Field from, or any tickets being sold from Love Field to any states outside of one state away from Texas. And just this year, that was expanded to include the state of Missouri, and there's some call for it to include the state of Nebraska and so on and so forth.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is if you're traveling from Love Field, you can't buy a ticket that terminates more than one state away?
Yes.
So how do people fly anywhere from Love Field? Do they?
Yeah, they're probably just putting their own airport out of business, and that's going to have to. And what's going to happen is that the government's just going to subsidize it to keep it in business. So.
Well, no. Y'all are missing the point. The reason why they put this law in place is when they built DFW, they wanted it not to have competition within the area, because of course competition is bad.
Okay, so they haven't put any restrictions like that on DFW.
No, DFW can fly all over the world, and therefore American Airlines can fly all over the world.
Oh, great. Well, great. Well, we'll talk about this a little bit more. Thank you for the call, Nigel. We got to run. You can give us a call, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.